Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? How's everybody out there doing today, man? This is Peter Richardson broadcasting live on Core Radio. We're live for Senior Night in Petersburg, Texas. The Petersburg Buffaloes versus the Southland Eagles. We started a couple minutes early. Right now we got 8 minutes and 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Buffaloes have on black pants, black jerseys. Go. Hey, how's it going? You doing okay? I'm doing pretty good. Hanging in there. Yeah, Petersburg has on black pants. Oh! Oh, he gets away from him. Oh, we got a tackle for law. That's number 7 of the Southland Eagles.
Number 15, Justin Smith.
Okay. Oh, dude, just gonna. Oh, dang. Fourth down and 30 for the Eagles. We just had a tackle by loss right there. Gabriel Hinos almost had a safety, but he ended up escaping him. We got the Petersburg band over here to my left. The cheerleaders is out here in front, man. They're doing an awesome job. The punt goes 1 yard and back into the end zone. Jump on the ball. Oh, we got a safety. We got a safety. First points on the board here for Senior Night for the Buffaloes will be a safety. Well, how often do you see that? The wind is going pretty tough. They're Southland Eagles is actually trying to punt against the wind. The ball goes straight up in the air. And then goes straight up in the air. They go just landed right in front of the goal line, right on the G. Petersburg about to take this. They'd rather have a kick return. The Eagles is actually about to punt it. Out to safety, the team that had the safety has to punt the ball back to the opponent team who caused the safety. So we have Tristan Garza heading to the back. Tristan Garza started off injury prone this year, but ended up bouncing back. Ended up having an amazing season. Him and Hinos was in the back. Yeah. All right. The Eagles getting ready to kick off.
Kicking off
for
the Eagles, number 29.
Joe Fogerson will be kicking off for the Eagles here. Eagles have on black and white pants, black and white jerseys with red numbers and red helmets. They look remind me of the Wagner Bulldogs in Oklahoma. Here, there goes the kick. Oh, it looks like that's supposed to be an onside kick, but it goes out of bounds. Got a flag on the play. If you're just now tuning in, the score is 2-0. Buffaloes just forced a safety on a punt. Punt went 1 yard. And because the Southland Eagles are punting against the wind, we have a full moon tonight as well.
First and 15 for the Buffaloes.
And I hear some coaches. Ooh, the Southland coaches is getting in that butt. In high school, we've had something called gata. You know, that used to mean get after that ass. That's what that meant. Whenever the coach yelled gata, and here we go. All right, here come the Buffaloes into the line of scrimmage. Hinos is under the center. We got Tristan Garza in the backfield. He gives it off a fullback handoff. No gain on the play.
Okay,
there's Justin Smith on the carry. We have a fumble on the play. Buffalo fumbled the snap. The Eagles will take over. That seems like a mental mistake by the Buffaloes here. And that's one thing playing high school football. You can't take nobody lightly. Everybody has their day. Everybody has their day. All right, Buffalo defense, here we go. There they are. Here goes the Eagles. Oh! That was number one, Dean St. Pierre with the carry. Take the pitch around to the right side. Runs one guy over. Oh, correct. That was Christian Sanchez with the ball carry there for the Eagles.
Ball carry for number two, Christian Sanchez. Gain of a yard on the play. Brought down by number 23, Jordan Reyes.
Jordan Reyes with the tackle. Number 23 of the Buffaloes. Here comes the Eagles coming up to the line of scrimmage. They're in an odd formation. Quarterback is under the center. Turns around. Pitches it to number 6. Sanchez. Sanchez with the carry. Gain of about 2. Tristan Garza with the tackle for the Buffs. It's going to be third down and 11. Third down in the long 11 for the Eagles. See if you can go Facebook Live and hook up to that Wi-Fi. I'm sure. Look like we had a fumble with the snap. Number 7 running around like a chicken with his head cut off. And now we got he fumbles the play, fumbles the ball in the play. We covered by the Buffalo. There was Andrew Quintana with the fumble on the play, the quarterback for the Eagles. Recovered by the Buffaloes. Buffaloes offense looks to take over here. It's going to be first and 15. From the Eagles, 34-yard line, which means we don't have far to go here. We don't have a 50-yard line here in six-man football. We got 5 minutes and 43 seconds to go. We have Gabriel Henyos under the center, Tristan Garza as the running back. Henyos gives it to Tristan Garza. He looks like he wanted the pass. No one's open, so he dumps it off to Yvonne Matakine, where he misses the ball. The Buffalo seems to be coming out kind of flat here.
Number six,
Christian Sanchez defending for the Eagles there. We have 2nd and 15 for the Buffs. Inyo's under the center, pitches it to the right side, but Tristan Cross, he goes around the right side, picks up one block, there he is, touchdown, Buffalo! Then he does a signature stop at the goal line.
You
can't get no connection. You know what? I actually get better connection in that corner right there. But damn, I knew we should have got that touchdown. It's kind of tough, huh? Right. Tristan Garza takes the pitch around the right side of the field, man, and he's showing why he's actually one of the premier backs on their team. And I just got to say, shout out to that young man there. There's J.P. Nesler with the field goal, and it is good. He's kicking with the wind. So it looks like he's doing a little bit better, but we're going to get some of that. Some of that to God right there. We're going to give some of that to God. The score now is 10-0. We had a safety for the first points on the board. Then we just have a great run by Tristan Garza, number 5 for the Buffaloes. We got 5 minutes and 28 seconds to go.
The Buffalo band is under the direction of Justice Smith.
Shout out to the band this year, man. We actually lost a band director this year. Fly High, Mr. C. May you rest in peace. It's a great night here in Petersburg, Texas. We got a full moon, so don't nobody try to act crazy tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's a full moon out here today. The Eagles have on white stripes and black solid pants with a white jersey, black stripes with red numbers, and red helmets and black face masks. Buffaloes have on black gold numbers. Gold and black clicks. J.P. Nesler with the click. It will be a touchback. Is that? She coming around her mouth. Is she coming around her mouth? And when she come, hey. Hey. Hey, he got me jamming to the band. It's going to be 1st and 15 for the Eagles. Buffalo defense, let's take a stand here and see if we can get a 3 and out. the Southland Eagles offense has been struggling. They've been struggling on some snaps here pretty last possession and on the first possession as well. But I don't believe they picked up 5 yards. Their last possession ended in a fumble recovered by Tristan Garza, and Tristan Garza actually just scored the touchdown as well. I mean, I bet that man has many haters around school. Quarterback for the Eagles, Zen St. Pierre. Oh, I didn't see. They might got 2 yards. That was Christian Sanchez. For the kid.
Gain the 5
on the play. Second and 10 for the Eagles.
Ball on their own
25-yard line. Andrew Quintiana brings the team up to the line. Oh, ball carrier was Blaine Graves. Picks up about a gain of 2.5 yards. Brought down by number one, Gabriel in the hole. Oh, it's a gain of 1 on the play. It's going to be 3rd down and a long 9 for the Eagles here. Oh, the cheerleaders have some footballs. Looks like they're going to be throwing up here. Oh, looks like one game way back here. All right, here comes Quintiano. Oh, he pitches it. Oh, now he tries to find one guy open. Oh, he outruns one Buffalo. Oh, why? Justin Smith.
Okay, number 7,
with the tackle. Yay, yay. It's going to be 4th down and 2 for the Eagles here. Let's see what they're going to do. That last punt only went a yard. Let's see if they're going to attempt to punt it again. They're down 10-0 here in the first quarter, 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go. Oh, they're going to fake it. Oh, he's trying to make one guy miss. He's trying to get Gabriel Inyo's over. He knocks him out of bounds. I'm surprised they didn't call a flag. Oh, well, they be calling flags nowadays. Is the referee down over there? He took out the ref. Yeah, he took out the referee out there. Prayers go up for that referee. You know how it is when we get grown. We don't. You know what they say, if you don't use it, you lose it. And that's what most of us do or working out. We don't really work out. It just. But I do be seeing some referees that be in shape. That's really been in shape. But we're going to hopefully this referee gets up with no injuries. Yes, we're live here in Petersburg, Texas. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go here. If you're just now tuning in, Petersburg, it's senior night in Petersburg 2017. Some of the last time these kids will be playing together as a unit. And that's what sometimes, as we're growing up, we want to rush ourselves to be grown because we say grown-ups can do what they want when they want. But what a grown-up tell you, they always tell you, son, a daughter, don't rush. Don't rush. Oh, we're clapping. The referee must be fine. Maybe he's married and his wife will rub him later on. If not, he probably going to wish he's married. Or he might got a couple side chicks. Who knows? Who knows? But, yeah, you know, like I was saying, this will be the last time some of these guys. Oh, wow. Played together at a little. So we're holding on defense. Oh, I guess because they did a fake punt. So, actually, the Buffalo's had a holding penalty, so now we'll be first down. First and 15 for the Eagles on the Buffalo 36-yard line. No, they said they were holding. I guess when they faked the punt, somebody got beat and they tried to hold the receiver. Oh, Inyos was mad in the middle, and oh, dude said he wanted to go get some. That was number 10, Blaine Gray. Brought down by number 23, Jordan Reyes. It's going to be 2nd and 10. The Eagles seem to be faithful to the run game here. And that's one thing with the run game. With the run game, you know, you can wear and tear some teams down. Looks like we've got a back on the offset. Buffalo's right there. Oh, in the backfield, J.P. Nesler almost brings him down. That was number six, Christian Sanchez with the carry, and that guy seems like he has a spark to him. Oh, he might be limping now on the play. That was a gain of three. Justin Smith with the tackle. It's going to bring up 3rd and 9 for the Eagles. I tell you one thing. That number six, Christian Sanchez for the Eagles. Oh, yeah, he's nipping for real. Okay. But I tell you, if not, man, if they just keep nipping and tearing, he's going to break one here sooner or later. But there goes number 10 with the carry. Blaine Gray's met at the line of scrimmage.
Down by number 1.
Gabriel Henyos with the tackle. It's going to bring up 4th and 9. The first punt went 1 yard, ended up getting the safety. The second time they were going to punt, they ended up doing a fake punt. And Buffaloes had a holding penalty, so which gave them an automatic first down. So now here it is, 4th and 9. We're going to see what they're going to do on this one. Looks like they're going to go for it. Oh, we got a sack on the play. J.P.
Nesler.
It'll be 1st and 15 for the Buffalo, starting on their own 39-yard line. It's 1:23 to go here in Petersburg. Cheerleaders just started cheering right here. We're going to see what the Buffaloes are going to do. Tristan Garza took his first carry of the game around the right side of the field for a touchdown. He is not in the backfield on this play. Play! Oh, there he is! There he goes again! Touchdown, Buffalo! We have a flag on the play. We might be offside. Might be
a flag on the play.
Oh, did he wave it off? Penalty is declined. Touchdown, Buffalo. That makes the score 16-0, 1:14 to go. It's a great day here in Buffalo Nation. J.P. Nesler getting ready for the kick. He does have God at his back, so that means the win. There it is. And it is good. 18-0. Peters Buffaloes over the Southland Eagles. If you're just not tuning in, Petersburg has black on black. Black pants, black jerseys, gold numbers, black helmets. Eagles have on black solid pants, black pants with white stripes going up the side, white jerseys with black sleeves, black stripes on the sleeves with red numbers. With red helmets and a black face mask. Woo! Ah, no, thank you. All right. Let me give a shout out to Petersburg Booster Club, President Miss Debbie. Shout out to the Petersburg Booster Club and the concession stands over there to my right. I have the band over here to my left. Southland, shout out to the people who came from Southland. They have a pretty nice little crowd over there as well. And it's a windy day here in West Texas. I must well, you know how the wind is. But without the wind, it will be hot. Hot. It would be hot. J.P. Nesler getting ready for the kickoff. Returning for the Eagles, Blaine Gray. There goes the kick. That was Eric Madison getting ready, receiving a kick, but the kick went out of the back of the end zone. It's going to be 1st and 15 for the Eagles. Starting at their own 20-yard line. They be coming around the mountain. I don't think that's what that song stands for. All right. The Buffalo is getting ready here. See if they can force a 3-and-out. They had, total 4 offensive plays. Tristan Garza got a couple touchdowns. There goes the Eagles with the wrong toss play to the left side. Taken down by Justin Smith. That was Eric Madison with the carry, I believe. No. I believe Sanchez, Christian Sanchez of the Eagles may be hurt.
Brought down by number 15, Justin Smith.
And I have not seen the Eagles play this year, but I can tell he's their go-to guy. It's a gain of five in the play. It's going to be second down and 10 for the Eagles. There goes the snap. It was a phone book snap, or it was supposed to be a quarterback sneak.
Okay, but number 33,
Ian Saint Pierre. Ian Saint Pierre ended up picking the ball up there, the fumble snap, and tackled by Pack of Buffalo. It's going to be third and nine for the Eagles. Third and nine. That's going to be the end of the first quarter, 18-0. The Buffaloes are on top. It's been pretty much a beatdown so far, but, you know, when you got it's games like this, when you got the hand on the, you got the hand on their throat, you got to make sure you squeeze and don't let go. As soon as you let go, you give that underdog a little ounce of breath, an inch of life, and they can come back and win this game. And that's what they say. I've been in many games where we've been on top and we thought we've had it. Hey, I can give y'all a problem myself. Last year, NFL playoffs, Green Bay Packers versus the Dallas Cowboys. You know what? We ain't even got to go back to last year. We can go back to this year. You know what I'm saying? When the Packers came back and beat the Cowboys. I remember as soon as Dak Prescott scored that touchdown and put us up five, I went to the store thinking, oh, yeah, man, Aaron Rodgers, that's – he only got a minute to go to score, you know. And I was at the store, and the clerk started laughing. I thought he was laughing at me. I thought he had a problem with me, but he was like, no, the Cowboy game. And I said, oh, yeah, the Cowboys getting got that dub. He said, no. And then he showed me the phone. I was like, oh, that boy Aaron Rodgers. Now, that's a bad man. Too bad he had to wait to get hurt before he beat us, but it's all good. But, yeah, that's wild, man. While Petersburg has their hand on their throat, we got to go ahead and take advantage and get this W. The score right now is 18-0, about the start of the second quarter. But we have a timeout on the field by the Eagles. It is 18-0, and we have 10-minute quarters here. Here in Petersburg. Tomorrow, the Texas Tech Red Raiders will be playing the Kansas State Jayhawks. Nope, Kansas State Wildcats. Kansas State Wildcats. That's going to be a pretty interesting matchup. People have been asking me my thoughts on the game. And I really don't have no predictions. I just want to go watch some football and just see. I believe tomorrow a new star will be born, and you heard it first on Soar Radio, just so you know. All right, we're about to resume play here. We have a flag on the play. What do we have now? False start on the Eagles. Yeah, just get them on offense. Just get them touched on this. So that's going to push them back. What's that, 3rd and 14 for the Eagles? 3rd and Southland. In the backfield, we got Eric Madison. He actually gets the carry. Tackled by a pack of Buffaloes. That was 3rd and long, and they did a draw play.
Eric Madison. Down by number 23.
I've been noticing they've been running straight up the middle. They have not been running any stretch plays to the right or to the left. Maybe now it's 4th and long. Maybe this is what they may be trying to do now. But from the looks of it, it doesn't look like they have a quarterback or receiver. I said they got the beat going on my left. I'm just trying to get everything that I got. That didn't rhyme, but why not? I'ma get it when I knock stop. Petey Pete, I got the rock. I mean the football, I'm about to score. Business, yes, now his name's sore. I'm just rapping in between other play, cause they about to punt and give it back to us any day. Alrighty, there we go. We got another fake punt. That's number 7 with the pass. Andrew Quintetina. Oh, almost intercepted by, you know, my other one. Yeah, by Tristan Garza. He didn't want it. That's what my coach used to always tell us. If you didn't dive, you didn't want it, and we'll, I guess we'll never know. It's about to be 1st and 15. 1st and 15 for the Buffaloes. Starting on Eagles' 21-yard line. We're going to see what we're going to use here. Last two plays ended up in touchdown, and that's literally. They hands it to Nate, pitches it to Tristan Garza again. He goes right up the middle. Untouched. What? You got a flag on the play.
There is a flag on the play.
What'd they call the flag for? They call the flag for a block? On number 2? On Yvonne Matakin? Ah, man, I don't know what these refs is doing. What? A chop block. You can't. You, I know. You can't chop block 1-on-1, ref. Good job, number 2. Nah, for real, that's not a chop block. That's a block. That's that defensive player's fault. He didn't go to D. And that's why you got to take care of teams like this whenever you're on top. Because you never know. You never know. A few calls can go that way, and then they can have, they can spark a spark. You know what I'm saying in there. But let's see what the Buffaloes are going to do here. I'll run the same play. I'll run the same play until they stop. Here goes Hinojosa in the shotgun this time. And he does run the same play, except he looks like he's going to throw it. Oh, picks up 2 blocks this time. Literally walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo! That boy's having one heck of a senior night tonight. The score is 24-0, 8 minutes and 22 seconds to go. For the Buffalo, J.P. Nessler getting ready to field goal. See if he can get it and get us 2 points. Here we go. J.P. Nessler getting ready for the field goal here. There goes the snap. Behold. And it is no good. He's J.P. Nessler's actually kicking against God now. He's kicking against the wind. we just hope that we don't have to kick a field goal. I just want to cook some chicken. Yeah, kick a field goal against the wind or punt against the wind because the Southland Eagles punter. Ooh, sweet baby Jesus. I don't want to say never, never. It's a strong word. In my 31 years of life, in my 26 years of playing football and watching football, I have not seen a punt literally go 1 yard. And then, in the result of that, end in the safety. You know, they say it's nothing new under the sun. The devil might be a little new. J.P. Nelson about to get ready to kick against the wind for the kickoff. Back for the Eagles. Number 30, Eric Madison. Yeah, and I believe Christian Sanchez of the Eagles is hurt. And you can just tell when somebody's good running, a good running back, but he's just not picking up good blocks. I think that was him, man. If he wouldn't have got hurt, this game would be a little bit closer. There goes J.P. Nesman. Goes over Madison's head. If he don't go, he takes a knee. He looks like he don't want no piece of them Buffaloes out there. Eagles will take over on that 20-yard line this time. Hey. You see, I'm rapping to the beat, to the band over there. Yeah. Oh, you be quiet over here. She hating on my skills. Oh, yeah. That part. Oh, yes, that ball. Hey, buddy. First and 15 for the Eagles. Just now tuning in. Eagles has on black pants, white stripes on their pants, and white jerseys, black stripes on their sleeves, and red numbers. There goes a pitch around to the right side to number 9, Cordell Benham. A loss of 1 on the play.
Okay, for number 6, Christian Sanchez brought down by number 14.
Oh, correct. That was Christian. That was not Christian Sanchez. Hey, it was Cordell. Oh, okay. Thank you, man. Yeah, because Christian Sanchez, number 6, man, that dude, he can go. If I was him, if I was a coach, I'm like, you feel it's kind of chilly tonight? I'm like, hey, man, you got to run on as much as you can to keep him warm. But now they got him on the line now because they got to have him. He has to play. And, man, that's just not a good deal at all. Looks like he just jumped offside. False start on the Eagles. Going to take him back 5 yards. It's going to be 2nd and Southland. It'll be 2nd and 20 on their own 15-yard line. Guys are in the shotgun now. Look like they're in a pistol formation. Quarterback. Oh, there he is with the ball. This is going to be picked off. Oh, it's called. Oh, pass is complete to Blaine Gray. That was a pass. That was a pass for about 20 yards. You see what I'm saying? Y'all hear me what I'm saying? That's why we got 8. I'm trying to tell you, there's 7 minutes and 18 seconds ago. And I used to be part of the I used to play for the team called the Browns in Little League. We didn't never win a game. But sometimes we didn't even score a touchdown. But whenever I got up there, we scored a touchdown, and sometimes we'd creep up on some of them big dogs. Come on. Put me in, coach. First and 15 for the Eagles here. Oh, we have a false start on the play. Did they catch it? Oh! Eric Madison with the carry.
Brought down by number 2.
Brought down by number 2, Javon Mighty King. It was Javon Mighty King, man. He had a spectacular block. Referee took that away from him, though. But it's all good, though. Man, that band is jamming right next to me. It makes me want to flow. You don't know PDP don't want all those. I'm just playing. We have 2nd and 17 here for the Southland Eagles in Petersburg, Texas. 6 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Can y'all hear that beat through my headphones? If y'all can, I know y'all want me to get on it. There goes the snap right there. Oh, yeah, they hear it. Pass incomplete by Andrew Cardiello. Intended for number 10, Blaine Gray. It's going to bring up 3rd and 17 for the Southland Eagles. If I'm the Eagles, I'm trying to go deep. If I'm the Buffaloes, I'm trying to get 3 and out. That's what it's all about. Defense! So I was trying to get that chant going. Uh-oh, there goes the snap. Goes over his head. He fumbles the snap. Almost recovered by the Buffalo. Oh, was it? Javon Mighty King ran back there. It looked like he's about to, trying to take his lunch money. He's going to be a bully. It's going to be 4th in Oklahoma for the Eagles. Yeah, it's going to be 4th down and 26. Last time the Eagles was in this position, man, they dropped back into a bottom, and it was complete. Let's see if they try the same thing. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, they hand it right up the middle, which the play doesn't make any sense, but J.P. Nessler is right there and say, boom, boom. I'll take that. Oh, take that. You know, so it's going to be 1st and 15 for the Buffalo. They're going to be on the on the Eagles 31 yard line. I think we got a cheerleader in the stands too. Yeah, let's get this play. Last offensive play was resulted in a touchdown. There goes Justin Smith with the carry. Makes one dude miss. Oh, gained up about 12 on the play. Justin Smith takes the fullback trap.
It's
about to be a touchdown. It's about to be a touchdown.
Second down and four for the Buffs
here. We got 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go here in Petersburg, Texas, Buffalo land. We got Alvarado with the pitch there. Oh, he makes one through miss. Touchdown, Buffalo! Whoa, we have a flag on the play. What do you know? Another one today. Maybe so. That was a good play. Keep that play. What are the referees doing here? Somebody kicked them? Kick? A chop? Chop block. Ah, that was a nice run by Alvarado there.
Tripping call against the Buffalo.
Trill, that was a tripping call. So that one's coming back. Guess we're going to give Tristan Garza a break here. Gabriel Inyo getting up under the center. There goes Alvarado with a pitch right going right up the middle.
They better not be running up the middle, baby.
Gain of about 4 on the play. It's going to be 3rd down and 4. For the Buffaloes. That was Abraham Alvarado on the play. Tristan Carson coming back in for the Buffs. 4 minutes and 5 seconds to go. Tristan Garza actually looks like, oh, he's lining up in the fullback position here. Snap. Gives it to Henyo. He goes around to the left, looking for one guy. Picks up a block with Tristan Garza. Oh, runs one dude over. Spins into the. Oh, they give it to him on the 1 yard line. Gabriel Henyo with that quarterback run. He was running around to his left, looking to find someone. Didn't see anybody. Picked up a great block by Tristan Garza. Ran into one dude on the 1 yard line while he was pushed out on the inch yard line. Let's see what the Buffalo's going to do to get inside this end zone here. There goes the snap. There goes the pitch. Hit a host right down the middle for a Buffalo. That makes us pull a 30-0 here in Buffalo Nation. We got Jay Beaton and Negra getting ready for another field goal. See if he's going to make it 32-0.
Hey.
Yes, he missed the last field goal. He's picking against the win here. Kind of
a
test he's
going to
make to get these 2 points.
Oh,
looks like he put it on the offense. That's the 32-0. In the second quarter, 3 minutes and 42 seconds ago. Here's senior night, 2017. Shout out to all the Buffalo fans that came here. Shout out to all the Southwest Eagles fans that traveled
this year. The cheerleaders are Melanie and Chevelle. Mallory Mayfield. Morgan Bird. Diana Vega. Raven Sombrano. And Audrey Gikowski. The 2000 cheerleading foster is Miss Minerva Orozcoy.
Minerva Orozcoy.
And I apologize if I missed the name or if I missed the name or my English is not that well. But it is.
I'm from Oklahoma, okay?
Thank you.
We got quarterback is under the center, two guys in the backfield. Another handoff right up the middle on fourth and 26. Taken down by Gabriel Henyo. Interesting.
Go, go, go.
Hey, see, I just made up that chant right there. If you guys don't know, I'm actually the number one on-air personality, Biggie Pete from 104.9 The Beat here in Lubbock, Texas. So, Kenyo pitching it off to Sergio Alvarado. He cuts back field. So, exactly, he was going left. When he went right, now he's going right back left. Hey, one dude, man. And there he is with a touchdown. Had a great spectacular, actually two last two touchdowns for by Sergio Alvarado. So Santiano with the pitch there to Madison.
Oh, what is that? By a pack of buffalo. Guess who it is?
Sergio. Ball carried by number 30 there.
And number 5.
Brought down by number 5.
30 seconds to go here in the first half. Eagles coming up to the line of scrimmage. We got 10 seconds to go here. See if we can get a playoff. And it is 4-5. He's tapped by the old Petersburg defense. He's running on the play with Cordell Bennett.
Oh,
we got 2 seconds to go here. Is that what it is? 2 seconds in the game? Oh, 45 merchants. Okay. Oh, that's it for Petersburg. That team their season will end right here. We have 6 drives in the backfield. I mean, not the season will end, but the last home game. We got the people in the stands standing up. Tipping guards in the backfield. Here goes. Oh, we have a fumble on the play. The ball's about to turn around to the right side of the field. But that's going to be halftime for the Buffaloes here. Buffaloes are going to tie to the locker room. Score is 40-0 here in Petersburg, Texas. It's senior night here. And after halftime, I will be right back. Broadcast live.
What up? Yes, we're back live here in Petersburg, Texas. We had a shout out to the band. They just performed. Blackout. They had some little
fun. They
cut off all the lights here in the stadium, and that's what we're waiting on now for all the lights to come back up so we can resume the second half of play with the third quarter. Right now, the Buffaloes are leading 40-0. All we need is 5 points. With the 2 field goals for a touchdown, and that will be game time. It's going to be even now.
Kicking off the Eagles in the 49.
Kicking off the Buffaloes will have the ball.
For the Buffaloes in the 10, 15
days. Kicking off for the Eagles in number 29, Joby Bobbish. Back receiver for the Buffs. We just got 60 balls, so that's if you want to end his career here as last home game for the Buffaloes with the touchdown if the ball goes that far, which it does not. There goes the kick. We're covered by Sergio Alvarado. Makes one dude miss. Oh, he ends up getting tackled by the kicker. Joby Bobbish. First ten for the Buffs here.
Ball returned by number 1, Jason. Brought down by number 29. Joby
Bobbish.
The first and 15 for the Buffaloes, starting out on the Eagle 33 yard line.
It's going to be first and 10. 15 balls in the backfield. Diego Henio comes to the center. He pitches it to the right for 15 balls. Runs around the right side of the field. Makes one two, man. And there it is. Touchdown! Buffaloes!
Tristan Garza.
Tristan Garza
was the touchdown, man. The next game will be Friday, November the 10th, when the Buffaloes travel to Wilson to take on the Wilson Mustangs. Kickoff will be at 7:30.
Will be against the Wilson Mustangs. So, shout out to everybody who participated and watched the game here for the Buffaloes. Shout out to the Wilson Bulldogs. The score was 46-0. Tristan Garza had to defend this game. And he just scored the game-winning touchdown there. Then got sent out of the field. I found out what the fuck. So we had a lot of
Do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true.